This is the Steakhouse.
Steak Shapiro, Sandra Golden, newest member of the team, Rusty Manziel, coming up in just a second. Thrilled to be at Falcons and Flowery Branch. Just had a chance to chat off the air with Dave Archer, old friend. He'll be on with us later on. He's looking good, Arch, for sure, huh?
Wow. Dave Archer looks 15 years younger. I mean, I'm going to find what he's drinking. He's got the magic potion.
He's got something going
on. Him and Buck Lamford at Fox 5.
Why are you checking on all these dudes? Did you just get married like a year ago?
I know, because I've
grown up. Never
stop
looking? Is that what they say? You never stop looking?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you say. That's what the boys say.
I'm just saying. You talk about everybody. All these like 40, 50-year-old men, you keep commenting
just
on.
Just saying. They're my boys from all the years. Okay. And I look at them, and I was like, maybe I should stop eating.
Joining us now, and he's going to be part of the tailgate segment. Then we're going to chat with him about a bunch of other stuff. Great friend, newest member of the Steakhouse, and getting ready to cover the Corky Kell. Rusty Manziel joining us from 24/7 Sports. Rusty, good morning to you, my friend.
Speaking of guys that are not in great shape, good morning.
Well, Sandra just keeps, I know she's like, keeps commenting about all these guys who are just in great shape. And I'm like, I'm standing here waving in front of her like, hello. Anyway.
Buck Lamford, he's getting after it. He is in great shape.
Dude,
I admit.
What is going on there? So,
first of all, we're so happy you're here, Rusty. Just, we're thrilled to have a teammate like of your status. Like, you are raising the bar.
I'll tell you what. Everything I've done, and I've done a lot of really cool stuff over the years, I have never had this type of reaction from people coming up to me. Saturday afternoon, a guy came up to me and said, man, I can't wait to hear you with Steak and Sandra. I mean, I've had so much social media reaction. I can't thank you guys enough for bringing me along for this ride. I'm so excited about this.
Well, I'll just say this. We are lucky in the sense we have a track record of working with folks at the beginning, and then they get too big and they move on from us, right?
Like, yeah, they trump us.
Like the David Pollocks of the world and, you know, L. Duncans and people like that. So hopefully we'll be able to hang on to you for a little bit. But, Rusty, just to give people some background, because you are going to be a part. When Sandra's not here, you'll literally be co-hosting in the chair, you and I together. That's going to be on a regular basis along with Drew Butler. You'll also be a regular contributor to the show and hopefully in studio as much as you can with Sandra and myself. But your background, growing up in Rome and being around high school and college football, give people a little background that maybe haven't heard you and that are listening to this radio station.
Well, I mean, yeah, I grew up in Rome, went to Pepperell High School, was extremely fortunate to be a part of a state championship football team. I was never a college prospect. I was your typical, have great time high school football. Oh, by the way, I was 2-0 against Will Muschamp in high school. I mean, put that side note. You know, Pepperell Darlington back then was a big time game, so I like to let Will know every now and then I was 2-0 against him, and he replies back a little different. But I just grew up around football, man, and I've always had a passion for it. I've always had a passion for recruiting. A person that probably everybody here knows, Andre Hastings and Garrison Hurst. Those two guys were massive, massive recruits coming out of high school, and it's kind of what fueled me to follow recruiting. Every angle I could find on those two guys, and then Andre Hastings in Sports Illustrated, and you know, just the passion of recruiting has really fueled me, and I've been very, very fortunate in my career in the last 12 years to go where I am. I never thought I would be at this point. Every day, I'd never take it for granted.
Well, obviously, what it's turned into is a cottage industry that you're in the forefront of. Give people some idea when you post, for instance, about Georgia, or when there's a big recruit signing, the kind of engagement folks may not be aware of that happens, even one of your Twitter posts or one of your whatever social media.
Well, you know, I'll give you some numbers and not bragging. I'll just tell you how passionate people are about recruiting and about college football. In the month of July, I had almost 6 million impressions on my Twitter account alone. And jeez. I'm sitting here thinking, "What? We're in a dead month. I mean, it's a dead month of July. So, yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of eyes on me in social media and posts and those types of things. And I'm very fortunate in that. I have to be very careful with that. And sometimes, you know, I still like to interact and be myself. That's very important to me. I don't want to be stiff. I want to be myself. And I feel like I do that on social media. But it's crazy. I tell people all the time, listen, people love some college football. If you don't think so, go look at my social media. When I make a post, read the comments. Joe T's going back and forth. And, you know, that's why I have a job.
Yeah. And the relationships, which I think is going to be exciting for our listeners, is all these high school coaches is a given. But then all these college coaches, which you've had develop you know, really close relationships, because they want to know if I assume they're calling you seeking information, and you've had to build up just in the SEC and ACC alone some great relationships.
Yeah, that's you know, the interaction between coaches and guys I've met over the years. You know, I actually met Sam Pittman at a Jason Aldean concert. You know, and we were sitting there at Truist Park. Hey, we're sitting there at Truist Park, and he's in the Battery. I'm in the Battery, and I said, "Coach, I know you. He knows me." And we had a few. And next thing you know, we still talk a good bit. So, you know, I've got several of those relationships and those types of things. But the relationships with the parents and the kids. You know, I've known Trevor Lawrence and his family. I still talk to his dad, Jeremy, probably once every week. Just those relationships to me are just as important to watch these kids fulfill their dreams. And that's a huge part of me. That's a huge part of me. And to be able to watch these kids. And today we're going to see – I'm at this Corky Kell luncheon in Atlanta, and there's some guys that are going to play in the NFL going to sit in this room today.
All right, we're going to talk about that coming up. We're going to do our tailgate, so be a part of it as well.
It's time to tailgate.
No, it's tailgate.
Taking a look around the world of college sports.
This is the tailgate on the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Rusty, I want to begin over in Athens and Eric Gilbert. And let me proceed that the fourth practice yesterday, everybody in shoulder pads, and Kirby has that megaphone on and he's screaming at folks. A lot of them freshmen, you're not running hard enough, all that. But then I know you saw this, and I really want to know what is up with Eric Gilbert, because he's one of the ones.
Well, give the background, too, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, well, I really want to hear Rusty. So what is going on? He went to LSU, then sat out a year, five-star kid, right? So give everybody the background, and what is happening over there in Georgia?
Eric Gilbert's good to go. I mean, listen, you know, me was out there yesterday, and Kirby Smart is pretty high energy, as I can, and he gets on the microphone, and he doesn't sugarcoat it. I mean, it's a grown man's world, and some of the media heard him get after Eric a little bit yesterday, and that's nothing out of the ordinary. It doesn't matter who you are. At some point, Kirby Smart's going to get after you. I got some great stories we'll tell down the line on those types of things. But Eric Gilbert's a young man I first met in eighth grade. Georgia recruited him, offered him in the eighth grade. Really, really surprised everybody at the end when he went to LSU. At the end, I thought it was Alabama and Georgia. He walks up to the podium, and not one single person in the recruiting industry, not one, predicted him to LSU. He goes to LSU. Goes down there for a year, kind of gets homesick. Listen, he's an 18-year-old kid that everywhere he goes, people are taking pictures and autographs and those types of things. And, you know, he has some off-the-field things. But I've known Eric. I know his mother. His mother's a teacher in a big school system here in Atlanta. He has a solid foundation at home. And at that point, they wanted to bring him home. He came home, dealt with some things off the field, met those problems head-on. Went off for a little bit of time, but everything I've heard since he came back in January, Eric Gilbert is the Eric Gilbert I've known since he was in eighth grade. This guy has potential to be a first-round draft pick. He is the biggest and best jumbo athlete I've ever covered. The guy's 6'5", 265 pounds, and he plays like a wide receiver. Those are hard to come by. You know, Georgia's got Brock Bowers, got Tarnell Washington. Eric Gilbert will be a guy that will be a very valuable weapon for Georgia.
Is this the greatest tight end room in the history of college football? I know that's maybe a leap, and I got to look at some of the 80s and 90s teams as well that were loaded, especially at Miami where they had lined up. But I mean, when you talk about the three guys you just mentioned, and the best pass catcher on the team obviously is Brock Bowers, and then the greatest specimen is Eric Gilbert, and Washington's not far behind that. It's certainly one of the all-time tight end rooms in history, is it not?
No question. Everybody knows Darnell. Everybody knows Eric, and everybody knows Brock Bowers. I'll give you another name, a young man named Oscar Delp, who was an All-American out of West Forsyth last year. 6'5". He was the number two rated tight end, I believe, in the country. Oh, by the way, he's at Georgia, too. So they're not just three deep. They're four deep. Now, how much Oscar Delp plays this year, we'll see.
Yeah.
But when we go back, stake, and look at this room, probably in 5 years, it's going to have a chance to rival that 0-2 when they had Kellen Winslow and all those guys down there at Miami when they were
Jeremy Shockey, I think.
Yeah,
was on
Jeremy Shockey and all those guys. Yeah, I mean, that was a crazy, crazy room. So we'll go back and look, but certainly in the SEC in recent memory, I would have a hard time finding a better tight end room than what Georgia's going to trot out this year.
Just quickly, Rusty, I want to talk about Georgia Tech, who got underway on Friday, and then Todd Stansbury's gets on Twitter, and this three-page, I don't know if you saw it, Rusty, that three-page kind of, I call it the plea for patience to Georgia Tech fans.
Yeah.
Or to show up, please, right? Be kind to our student-athletes.
I'm recognizing the frustration. Please come. We need you to be loud and proud.
What'd you think of that, Rusty?
That's the first time I've seen that. And, you know, that tells you kind of where they are. I think everyone knows what's at stake this year. I mean, that's your guy. You hired Jeff Collins. They're running this program. And, you know, it's Jimmy's and Joe's. I mean, Jeff Collins didn't just forget how to coach. I mean, it's just it's Jimmy's and Joe's. At the end of the day, he's responsible for getting that roster to where it is. And, you know, it's hard to lose a kid like Jahmyr Gibbs, who Alabama now saying he's going to be a first-round draft pick. You know, you lose a guy like that. So, you know, this is a huge season. You know, can they show some progress? Can they show some momentum there? But when you see something like that, that's kind of unprecedented to me. I've never seen anything like that. That's today's world. You want to get it. Usually that's a letter you set out to the alumni, but this man put it on social media for the entire world to see. Yeah. So.
It's going to be fascinating on one end. The other end is how good could they really be given all the departures, given the schedule. Schedule is absolutely brutal. Jeff Sims has enormous pressure on him. But, if Jeff Sims is consistent, because he may be the biggest advantage they have, right? And everybody remembers when he starts as a – yeah.
Yes. Everything I've heard, there were so many teams, and this is so wrong, but I heard there were so many teams trying to get him away from Georgia Tech. So here's the one positive. If you want to find a positive, if you're a Georgia Tech fan, the kids that are left, they're together. You're talking about circle the wagon.
Yeah.
This is who we got, and this is who we're going to play with. These are the kids that chose to be here. These are the kids that wanted to stay. Jeff Sims stayed. He wanted to be a part of this program. They got some good transfers in that can help them. So if you want to look for one positive, they're circling the wagons down there, and everybody should be on board and know what's at stake right here.
And Chris Winkie, they finally bring in a quarterback coach to coach Jeff Sims, which could hopefully have a Heisman Trophy winner. All right, we got about a minute and a half, so let me go rapid fire while we still have you. Rusty Manziel, who's a part of the Steakhouse with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How surprised were you in the offseason by the Saban-Jimbo stuff, and was Kirby happy to sit back and eat some popcorn and watch that going on?
I'm sure Kirby was very happy to sit that one out, but – listen, it's the SEC. Everything is there's pressure every single day. You just never know what type of mood he was in. You know, Nick Saban, honestly, he's still learning, and I don't care where you are. You might be in a room full of Alabama boosters, but if you say something like that, it's going to get out. So I'm sure everybody's reminded you've never completely off the record, so to speak. So, and listen to the comment, the Nick Saban comment last week about rebuilding. I mean, everything he does is calculated. It's always been calculated.
Yeah, I was going to say, that stirred it up as well, the rebuilding with a national title appearance and a Heisman Trophy winner and an SEC title. But that's Nick Saban. That's the beauty of it, right?
Absolutely, and he's why he is. And the Georgia fans were going nuts thinking he was trying to make an excuse. I saw it as he was just calculated, you know, talking about his team going into the future and this team going into this year. You want to look on paper, rebuilding or not, this year Alabama, to me, is the favorite, probably followed by Ohio State, then Georgia.
Anybody in the SEC East catching your eye? Obviously, it's Georgia and everybody else.
I want to see what Tennessee can do. I mean, this is your second season. This offense is difficult to deal with. I want to see if it's that time when you face that major league pitcher that dominates everybody and then you adjust, or can they continue to put pressure on everybody with Hendon Hooker coming back? They're not great on defense, but offensively, they bring something different than anybody else in the SEC does. So I want to see what steps Tennessee can take forward and maybe be that second team in the East.
All right, finishing up with Rusty Manziel on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we go, the Corky Kells become a huge deal. I want to know about the guys not going to play on Saturday, but some of the guys you think will play on Sunday. Five or six names to look for as we're flipping around watching these games and listening to the games on 92.9. Who are some guys we should be thinking
about? And what high school, Rusty, are they on?
Well, those games now are Wednesday through Saturday, the next week, not this week. So I'll give you a couple of names.
Sorry.
Obviously, it starts in Mercedes-Benz. You'll see a young man, Caleb Downs, the number one player in the state of Georgia. He is verbally committed to the University of Alabama. I think he's Eric Berry. He's a five-star. I think he's on a trajectory to be an NFL player. super high academic kid. I'll give you a kid, committed to Georgia, Lawson Lucky out of Norcross. Oh, by the way, he plays tight end. His dad was a teammate of Kirby in college at University of Georgia. Lawson, I think, has got a great ability to stretch the field, big tight end guy. Stephalen Green, young man at Rome High School. He'll play on Friday night in primetime versus Creekside. Another defensive lineman committed to Clemson. I think he is outstanding football player. Dylan Lonergan, here's the one to watch. Quarterback at Brookwood. He is a big-time baseball prospect. Pitcher, hitting mid-90s. He's committed to the University of Alabama at quarterback. You'll see him on Saturday in the Mercedes-Benz next week. So there's a lot of big-time players. We'll break them down. I'll be on TV. I don't even know how many times. If I look a little tired, bear with me. I'll be living on Red Bull and coffee for about 4 days. But look forward to it, man. It's the best kickoff classic in the country. Been going since 1992.
Well, Rusty, we look forward to having you once you things slow down after the Corky Kell and get ready to see the beautiful, sultry, handsome face of Rusty. He's working hard. This guy's working hard.
I want to get in shape before Sandra sees me.
Well, here's the thing. Some people may say you have a face made for radio, Rusty, but I tell them pipe down. That is not
fair. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Rusty Manziel, look forward to a great career together here at 92.9 The Game.